Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the iPhone 17 Pro Max seems to have firmly cemented itself as the smartphone battery king. In a simulated usage test from Mr. Who's the Boss on YouTube, Samsung's flagship big phone, the Galaxy S25 Ultra, managed 11 hours and 58 minutes before it died. In comparison, the iPhone 17 Pro Max managed an impressive 13 hours on a single charge. This test consisted of scrolling social media apps like TikTok and X, productivity apps like Slack, Spotify, video recording, and more. It's meant to simulate a real-world usage test for an iPhone user. While the Pro Max takes the crown, all of the new iPhone 17 and iPhone Air models actually performed well. The Air, unsurprisingly, died first at 7 hours and 18 minutes. The base iPhone 17 died at 10 hours and 18 minutes, and just a little bit later, the iPhone 17 Pro ran out of juice. Even Apple's flagship from last year, the iPhone 16 Pro Max, edged out the 2025 Samsung flagship by around 20 minutes. This suggests that the year-over-year jump from the 16 Pro Max to the 17 Pro Max is the equivalent of about an hour and a half to 2 hours of extra battery life. And perhaps most notably, this test used the UK version of the iPhone 17 Pro Max, which still includes a physical SIM card slot. The eSIM-only version of the 17 Pro Max, sold in the US and select other markets, has an even bigger battery and would last even longer in this test. You can hit the link in the show notes to watch the full video. But again, the takeaway here is that the iPhone 17 Pro Max is the smartphone battery king. In other news today, the iPhone 17 lineup and the iPhone Air include Apple's brand new N1 wireless networking chip. In a new interview with CNBC, Apple has gone in-depth on the N1's unique advantages, something that we haven't really talked about much in our coverage of these new phones. The N1 is Apple's in-house solution for Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Thread connectivity. It replaces a previous chip that Apple used from Broadcom. Essentially, N1 is for wireless connectivity, what the C1 and C1X modems are for 5G connectivity. When it announced the iPhone 17 and iPhone Air, Apple said that in addition to powering those technologies, the N1 would improve performance of features like personal hotspot and AirDrop. Those are features that already work well most of the time, but any increase in reliability can make the experience much better. In the interview with CNBC, Apple's Vice President of Platform Architecture, Tim Millay, said, quote, "We're able to co-design our processor with N1 to build power management capabilities that allow us to keep the application processor, the A19 Pro, mostly asleep while the wireless is running. But quietly, we can build co-designed interfaces into that N1 that allow us to do processing on the A19 Pro at extremely low energy for background tasks. So for example, we can allow the device to sort of track your location with high accuracy so your device can be more intelligent about where you are." End quote. Arun Matthias, Apple's Vice President of Wireless Software Technologies and Ecosystems, added, quote, "One of the things people may not realize is that your Wi-Fi access points actually contribute to your device's awareness of location, so you don't need to use the GPS, which actually costs more from a power perspective. By being able to do this more seamlessly in the background, not needing to wake up the application processor as much, we can do that significantly more efficiently." End quote. Essentially, what Apple is saying here is that the N1's biggest benefit, in addition to improving features like personal hotspot and AirDrop, is that it makes everything more efficient. This, in turn, extends your battery life across the iPhone lineup. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze protects your business data with encryption in transit and at rest. You can set a private key for extra control, and your data is stored in secure SOC2 certified data centers. That means you're protected at the highest level and in control of access at every step. 9to5 Mac listeners can get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Use the link in the show notes or head to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. Running out today, Apple released the first developer beta of iOS 26.1 yesterday. And while there's not many user-changing features, Apple has started to lay the groundwork for a major new artificial intelligence feature. Model Context Protocol, or MCP, was proposed last November by Anthropic and quickly became the industry standard interface between AI systems and traditional platforms. It provides a universal open standard for connecting AI systems with data sources, replacing fragmented integrations with a single protocol. The result is a simpler, more reliable way to give AI systems access to the data that they need. Since the announcement, MCP has been widely adopted by companies and platforms like Notion, Google, Figma, OpenAI, Salesforce, and more. The result is a universal pathway for AI assistants to plug into APIs and data sources and autonomously interact with them based on a request or prompt made by the user. Based on code in the first iOS 26.1 beta, 9to5Mac can confirm that Apple is laying the groundwork to bring this MCP support to its App Intents system. If you're not familiar with App Intents, this is the framework Apple uses that allows developers to expose functionalities and content to the system. So this means that Apple plans to let developers use a system-level MCP integration to expose those actions and functionalities within their apps to other AI platforms and agents. In practice, this means that you could soon have, say, ChatGPT or Claude interacting directly with apps on your Mac, iPhone, and iPad, autonomously taking actions within those apps without developers having to do the heavy lifting of fully implementing MCP support on their own. Essentially, it's a significant way of opening up the iPhone, iPad, and Mac to other AI systems other than Apple's own. Apple's work on adopting MCP still seems to be in the early stages, so it could be a while before this feature actually launches, but it's the latest and another example of Apple working on AI features in the background, even as it continues to play catch-up. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.